Our show this week on something called the Care Center. You may or may not have heard about it. They provide food and supplies and clothing and counseling to people in need. And the special thing about this center is it's made up of a large group of churches that have come together and providing that free of charge to our community. My guests this week are David Dukes. He is the Care Center Director. David and I go back a long ways before the Care Center. We'll talk about it a little bit. Yeah. And D.K. Hall. He's the pastor of the Central City Church, which is in what we call the old Cookville Mall.
Yes.
Thanks for being on the show, guys. David, you and I have known each other for a long time, going back to our city police EMS days.
Right,
and we've did you ever think we'd be on or doing a radio show together? I'm not sure we knew we'd survive all those years back then, did we?
No, that was a different time.
It was. A lot of things changed since then. So y'all started this care center, basically Stephen Street Church.
Yes.
A long time ago, back in the early 90s?
1992, Stephen Street started the care center, and it was Stephen Street Care Center, and it was really small. They struggled to get enough money, you know, to buy the food and do things like that.
Yeah.
And eventually got their own building and then built the building that we're in now. And then as we went along, four other churches initially came in and joined to, you know, rather than reinventing the wheel, they jumped in and became sponsors.
Partnered with you to do it.
And they were all Southern Baptists.
Yeah.
Stephen Street, Washington Avenue, First Baptist, Poplar Grove, and the River. And just recently, D.K. Hall is the pastor at Central City. We met a few times, and he came up and toured the place, and they decided that they wanted to become a partner with us as well.
You're providing all of these necessities to these people that don't have anything. You may provide the meals that they're going to have for that week. So a little fun, okay, but getting that many churches to come together for one cause, that's kind of special in itself, isn't it?
It is. And I mean, our number one priority, and we make no bones about it, we're a ministry.
Yeah.
So our primary goal is to spread the gospel. We take no government money, because if we did, we could not share the gospel.
Right.
But we also, and I want to make this very clear, we offer the gospel of Jesus Christ. We do not force the gospel.
Right. It's just part of the mission, right?
So we do a sermon at the beginning of every day, and if you don't want to hear it, you don't have to.
Right.
You can come in after the sermon, and we're going to love you, and we're going to give you food and clothing. And if we want to talk to you about the gospel and you don't want to talk, that's fine too.
Yeah.
We don't require anything for our services.
It's all
we
free.
Offer.
You're offering.
Well, I can't find Jesus chasing people down the street arguing with them.
No.
So we don't do that either.
No.
It's a very, I tell people that as county mayor, I'm talking about higher levels of government. But the government many times looks for a reason to tell people no.
No, yeah.
And we are looking for a way to help people.
A way to help people. DK, I mean, Central City Church, you basically started with nothing, right?
Yes.
And that's a beautiful place down there y'all remodeled at the mall. How did that come about? Let's talk about the church first. How did that come about?
Well, we started as a small group, about four couples meeting in a living room. It was just a group of friends, and it went from those eight folks to about 60 meeting in a living room, and just
that's a big change.
Yeah, a big change, and
big living room.
Yeah.
And so we thankfully J&S actually offered us some unfinished space at one time, and it went from around 60 folks to 120, and just kind of then we started looking in the mall, come available that section in the mall right there, and so we were at. We had to move to Prescott Middle School for a season while we finished the mall, and then got to move into our space in 2019, right before COVID and 2020, that entire chaotic year. So we started with just a group of friends, and it's just kind of multiplied over the years, and we've seen God's faithfulness, and we were doing our own benevolent ministry, and then I finally got in touch with David, and that was the I got to go and see what they were doing, and that was what was so impactful. Is we're a small staff.
Yeah.
We try and keep it small on purpose, and so we're trying to love folks and meet their needs and meet them where they are. And finally, someone's like, "Have you called the care center?" And I said, "No, I never heard of it. I don't know if I know much about it or who's over and that kind of thing." So I got connected with David and got to go over there and see the care center. And so that's really how we were doing our own benevolent ministry at the time, and found somebody doing it better than we could. And we were, so
instead of reinventing the wheel, join the people that have already got it done.
Yeah, and that was what was so so cool is I got to go see the care center, and really a couple of the things that were so attractive was the people and the process. It's a pastor disease. Everything has to start with the same letter, right? So, but it was the people and the process. You know, I got to go visit David on a Monday or Wednesday afternoon and got to see how they were bringing people in and loving on people and you know, what we wanted to do and what we were trying to do, but just on a lot smaller scale. And then I got to, he showed me the process of everything and how they invite folks in and love on them. And sorry, I might be taking some of your stuff, David, but that was what was so impactful. We just wanted to love folks, love people and meet their needs. And we were clawing and struggling and doing everything we could as a small church at the time, trying to figure things out.
It's tough as a small church.
It is.
I mean, I go to a small church at Scott Avenue and we have, it's tough. And it's not a competition. You're not competing with the larger churches. It's just, you want to be a part of the community and try to help folks too. But it's tough when there's 50 or 100 of you compared to where you've got hundreds of folks working together in the other places.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. And that's what, once we saw their process and saw how they were loving people, we're like, man, David invited me. He's like, hey, if y'all would be interested, we would, you know, it'd be something we could talk about and go forward on if that's something y'all want to do. So it took us, you know, I went back to my board and so on and so forth, but it was such an impactful afternoon just getting to see the process of how they love people that I was like, man, I want to be a part of this.
Absolutely. Talking with David Dukes and D.K. Hall, the care center formulated by several churches and started by Stephen Street's church 30-something years ago. And Stephen Street, y'all are right across the road from us where
I go.
Right. But the starting of that, David, I mean, was it you saw a need, the church saw a need out there then that...
Members of the church saw a need. And, you know, the thing about churches is they attract people in need.
Yeah.
When they get off the interstate, they look for the closest church. And go to them. And so we are a hub. So now my six churches that are our sponsors, when somebody calls them and says, hey, I need food, they send them to me.
Yeah.
And I have the resources because all six churches are paying the care center some money.
Yeah.
You know, and it varies on how much, you know, they want to spend and can afford. They're also contributing volunteers. And I think when DK and I first talked, I said, you know, I need three things from you. He asked me, what does that mean to be a partner? And the first thing we need is their prayer.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, again, we're a ministry and we thrive on the prayers of these congregations.
Right.
You know, financial support is absolutely, that's how I buy my food. That's how I buy everything.
Right.
Clothing, we get donated. Everything else we have to purchase. And I'm spending right now $4,500 to $11,000 a month on food.
Food, yeah.
Just depending on the season, you know, we're seasonal and it comes and goes. But the third thing is volunteers. I'm on staff at Stephen Street as the director of the care center. And that's a function Stephen Street has said we will do forever.
Right.
We will have a director. The other thing Stephen Street does is we're on their campus. And even though we're a separate building and everything, but they do the maintenance. So they pay my electricity. If my toilet gets stopped up, they come and fix it and things like that. So literally, if you hand me a dollar and say, I want to donate this to the care center, I can look you in the eye and tell you 97 cents of that dollar goes to help
people. It's going to help people.
That 3 cents, and sue me if you want to, I buy coffee and water and coffee cups for the volunteers.
For the volunteers that are there.
It takes, to run the care center for 1 week, I have to staff 70-plus positions.
Wow.
We're a medium-sized business, only nobody's paid but
me. Nobody's paid.
They're all volunteers, and they're there because they love people.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
We got to take a break. You're listening to Today in Putnam County. We're talking about the care center. I have to say I did not know about it, and I go to church right across the street from Stephen Street, and they're doing a great job, and we wanted to make sure that you know about it, and we're going to talk more about it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thanks for being with us this week. Hope you're having a great week. We're talking about the care center. It's a special place over at Stephen Street Church, or next to it there. It's put on by several churches that go together and provide food food and clothing and counseling and supplies and all kinds of things to folks that are in need. My guests this week are David Dukes. He is the director of the Care Center. And D.K. Hall, he's the pastor at Central City Church. Thanks for being on the show with and talking about it. David, we were talking about you need volunteers to be able to provide this stuff, so they won't volunteer or become part of this. How do they need to go about doing that?
As far as volunteering, it's feast or famine. You know, I'm staffing 70 positions a week.
Wow.
And there are times when I have too many, and then there are times I don't have nearly enough.
Right.
So it fluctuates. If they're interested in volunteering, and it's not just a job, we have different positions all throughout the care center, things that they can do.
Right.
Come by the Care Center. We're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 12 to 2.
And it's located at?
We are at 406 Short Street.
Short Street.
So Short is running parallel to Stevens.
Right.
So if they'll just drop by and tell the people at the front window that they want to talk about volunteering, because I would like for them to see what we do.
Right.
And
understand
what
they're getting into.
Yeah, we'll figure out. And that's the thing about understanding what we do, is we do have people say, hey, I'd like to come by and volunteer every once in a while. When you staff 70 positions, it's a job.
Every once in a while, this doesn't work.
Yeah, we need a consistent schedule.
Right.
And a commitment.
Right. The people that you're helping on a weekly basis, I know at our church, we've seen that change. What are you seeing now in today's society of the folks that are needing help?
We have always helped homeless. And by homeless, you know, federal government actually defines what it is to be homeless.
Oh, wow.
It's not strictly living in a tent.
Yeah.
Now, yes, they are homeless, but they're not the only homeless.
Right.
If you are, and I'll use some common terms, if you're couch surf, if you're living with your uncle and then you go to a friend when you wear that welcome out and then you go to, that's couch surfing.
Okay.
That's homelessness.
Okay.
If your primary residence is a motel room, you're considered homeless.
Okay.
There was a point a couple of years ago that I received a statistic that in Putnam County alone, in its school system, we had over 300 kids that were homeless.
Yeah.
Kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sad, that are living in some of those situations.
Yeah.
So, yes, we help those people. I would like to emphasize, and I was fortunate to go to DK's church Sunday and speak to them for a few minutes. And one thing that I really brought out is, and this may be unpopular, but the guys you see holding a sign beside the interstates are not homeless.
That's right.
Those guys park their cars at Kentucky Fried Chicken or the mall.
Yeah.
They're making $200 to $700 a day.
Yeah.
And they're staying in the motels, doing whatever they want to do, and we know that's usually not a good thing.
Right.
So I'm not heartless. I love those people, too.
Oh, yeah.
But there are organizations.
That's a job to them, almost.
It is. Yeah. And there are organizations all over here that will help them get out of the position they're in. They don't want out.
Right.
They're praying
they don't want to be helped, right?
The soft hearts of our citizens, and that makes me mad.
Right.
The people we see, and I never see them, by the way.
They're not coming to your church, right?
No.
Yeah.
But the people I see are the lower income. Times have gotten tough. Groceries have risen, and it's hard to raise a family when I see a lot of disabled. We're running right at 20% disability.
Folks that are disabled.
That are, and I'm talking legally disabled.
Right.
I don't know how, there's another 10% that are trying to get disability, but that's a process. You get turned down, you know, I don't have any legs, and you get turned down the first time.
Right.
And you've got to get an attorney, and you've got to go and appeal and
right.
all that. And that's a year, 2 year process for them. And they're starving.
Yeah.
They're hungry. We help with utilities some, and, you know, they're getting their electricity turned off.
Inflation's a big part of that.
Inflation's a huge part of it. What I'm seeing now, That I haven't seen before. Even before I became director in 2020, I was a volunteer there for several years. So I've seen the environment and the clientele. And we're seeing now lower middle class families coming in.
They can't afford everything.
With a father that has worked hard all his life, and or a grandmother that suddenly has her grandkids. And I think I told Central City Sunday, when you look at a lady who is drawing her dead husband's Social Security, and that's it, because she's been a housewife, and she tears up telling you that my grandkids are living with me now, and they turn on the dryer a lot.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever worried about not paying a bill because of your dryer?
No.
It breaks your heart.
It does.
And so we're there to help and to give hope.
And, Dickie, in the society we're living in today, a lot of grandparents are raising their grandkids. I mean, we see that
yes.
because mom and dad are on drugs or in jail or deceased, and it's almost at a crisis level. I mean, y'all see that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the things I really loved about the care centers. There's been times we've had somebody reach out to our church, and I'll call David and be like, David, I've got this young lady reaching out. And he's like, hang on, let me. And they do such a good job of keeping up with people's stories. And so I reached out to him a few weeks ago, and he sent me, you know, like the whole thing that they have at the care center, the spreadsheet, whatever, and was like, yeah, this is what she's been going through. Let me call her for you.
Yeah.
We've been helping her walk through this situation. And so that's another thing that I loved about teaming up with them was, one, they take time to hear your story, pray for you, present the gospel if they want to hear it. But also, you're not just a number. You're a person. And so I was able to call and be like, hey, what's her story? And I didn't even know she had been to the care center yet. And so, yeah, you are seeing that more and more and more. And it's sad, but it's also, you look at the care center, you're like, man, thank God we have
somebody there that's willing to step in and help.
Y'all
are doing a great job. We got to take another break. You're listening to Today in Putnam County. Our show this week is about the care center. Here in Putnam County, it's at Stephen Street Church. A lot of churches go together, and they're the ones that are putting this on, and they're helping a lot of people. And we're going to give you some numbers when we come back. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us this week. Our show is about the care center. It's at Stephen Street Church. They help a lot of people that are in need, whether it be homelessness or on disability or can't afford to buy groceries or electricity, all kinds of things that they're helping a lot of people. And it's a joint effort by a bunch of churches. My guests this week are David Dukes. He is the director of the care center, and the Central City Church pastor, D.K. Hall. I got it right that time,
D.K. Yeah, you did. Great job.
Central City Church.
Hey, it's a tongue twister. It's a tongue twister. We say C3. That's
C3.
That's what we say a lot.
Hey,
yeah.
That'll be a lot easier. Talking about the way that y'all come together, and I thought it was amazing, David, that you got this many churches with Stephen Street and First Baptist and Washington Avenue and the River and Poplar Grove and Central City and all these churches coming together that probably at one time they were all doing their own thing with trying to help the needy. Everybody coming together, and you already had a great program at Stephen Street from back in the early 90s.
It's almost biblical, isn't it?
Yeah,
but imagine that, a bunch of believers getting together, making a bigger impact.
Yeah,
we're not typically real good about getting together, and working together. Though we're doing our own things, aren't we? The churches are, but y'all have come together, had a great thing going, and you know, thousands of people that y'all are helping on a weekly basis, daily basis, monthly basis, and we were talking about that, and it's really God's blessed y'all, hadn't He, with everybody coming together and making this happen?
Unreal. And I want to point out, I mean, to me, DK and Central City joining us as partners is kind of monumental.
Yeah.
The five churches that supported the care center were Southern Baptists.
Yeah.
Through and through.
Yeah.
On their sign.
Yeah.
And DK is not in his church. But the first thing I did was I went to his website and
see what he believes.
What do you believe? Yeah. And you know what I found out?
It's almost the same.
Like this. What he and we spent time on the couch waiting on you this morning, and we're talking about our differences and sharing, you know, because I want to know. But the differences are over here.
Yeah. It's the little stuff, isn't it?
The gospel's right here.
Yeah.
You know, do you believe in Jesus Christ? Mm. See, we agree.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what matters. And it's not about your denomination.
We got too hung up on denominations for a while, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know growing up, you basically had the Baptist, the Church of Christ, the Methodist. I'm not. Yeah, we had a Catholic church in Macon County, but you had this small. But as time has gone on, a lot of the churches are not so much about being involved with an association, Central City Church, Life Church. I mean, you start naming them off, and it's more about the people and spreading the word of Jesus Christ and salvation and all those kind of things.
I don't like religion.
Causes problems sometimes, doesn't it?
The Pharisees were very religious.
Yeah.
And we have
look
people,
how that turned out.
And we have people in our own congregations that are very religious, and they don't get it. You know, this is about, and that's one thing about the care center. When you volunteer there, the first day you walk in, because I walked in the back door as a very cynical police officer.
Yeah.
Somebody had asked me to come and see what they did. And I know those people. You know, they're a bunch of low life, good for nothing. I knew who came.
You had to deal with them all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
And when I came in that door and I sat for an hour, and I realized, gosh, that could be me.
Yeah.
60 to 90 days, I could be sitting right there on that side of the desk.
Yeah.
needing help. When those dominoes fall, man, they fall hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other thing, what really came and just hit my heart, there's no us in them.
No.
It's just us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're all trying to get through this life together.
And we're at different stages of that life at different times.
And as Christians,
yeah,
we can show anybody there's hope.
We get our blinders on, though, don't we?
Oh.
You know, we got our own little lives, and we got jobs and our lives and our kids and our grandkids. If we're not careful, we get our blinders on, and we're going down life, and we're not seeing all this stuff over to the side, are we?
You're right. I think that's what's so good about the opportunity to volunteer there, and just my own experience of going over there and walking through the care center, just even getting to see the processes. It opens your eyes, and you realize, man, there's a lot of people in need in our community, and that we do. We just get so busy, you know, running back and forth,
fast
kids, stuff.
Yeah,
and which is, but taking just a moment even to go see David or go see some of the other great organizations we have here in town, which is, you know, it just helps you slow down and take your eyes off of you, and man, you really begin to see.
What a concept.
Right, yeah.
And, working together.
Yeah, working, yeah.
There we go again.
Yeah.
It's not all
and
about
so
it's just, are you
it's
saying it's not all about me?
That's what I'm saying. It's not all about me. It's like what you said a few minutes ago. And so it's just a good way to slow down and see the people around us.
And I know this sounds a little gushy, but the people, our clients have been, you know, Jesus tells us in Acts 1:8 to go be my witnesses.
Yeah.
And he says in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
We just take that. We say it. We read it. But Jerusalem was where he was standing.
Yeah. Mm.
Judea was the area around day trip.
Yeah.
Samaria doesn't make sense. Samaria was a hated people.
Yeah.
The outcast. They despise Samaritans.
Yeah.
Who are the Samaritans today? Who does society look down on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a calling to Samaria.
Yeah.
And when a client comes in and you talk to them and they share their heart, they trust you, and you say, are you a hugger? And you see this look. Mm. I mean, it's like you've smacked them with a boat paddle.
Yeah.
And they, I haven't had a shower in 2 weeks. I have no sense of smell.
I'm still going to give you a hug.
And you feel them, Randy, they melt.
Yeah.
Because nobody has just loved them.
Yeah.
Doesn't it take a lot for those people to actually come in? I mean, pride gets in their way, doesn't it? I mean, the last thing you want to do is ask somebody for help.
Right.
I mean, that's become, you know, I don't. But we're put on this earth to help people. But they're really putting that pride aside just to walk into your place and say, I need some food or I need some help.
Can you imagine you walking through my front door and saying, I can't feed my family?
The pride gets in the way, wouldn't it?
I mean, I told the DK's church Sunday, I had a man come in just a few weeks ago, and he said, I've been in your parking lot 4 times, and I haven't been able to come in.
Come in, yeah.
He said, but my family's hungry, and I need food.
And you get to a point, these folks get to a point, it's so bad they've got. But then once you start helping them, what a mission, David.
And they feel loved.
Yes.
They count.
I mean,
they matter.
You're changing their whole attitude about everything. And you're reaching people that might not be reachable otherwise.
You know, last year, and I told you we're a ministry.
Yeah.
I don't make any apologies. In 2024, we had 85 people profess their faith in Jesus Christ. 85 salvations.
That may have not happened if not for
your
care center.
We talk to them about it. We explain it.
Yeah.
No fire and brimstone. No, but we love on them.
Yeah.
You know, if you had a cure for cancer, wouldn't you want to share it?
Well, yeah. You wouldn't want to keep it to yourself, would you?
My cure is better than for cancer.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, mine's eternity.
Amen. Talk about, before we run out of time here, again, about first, if people want to donate, and I know there's a lot of people listening and watching out there that would love to donate. How do they do that?
Number one is, I give you my word, I will spend your money well. I do what God tells me to do,
right,
and I seek his will in every decision.
Right.
But the best way, you can come in and hand us a check. I have a lady that has come in twice, don't know her, don't have a clue who she is. She walks in, hands an envelope, says, would you give this to the director, and walks out with $1,000 in it.
Wow.
Not a clue who she is.
Right.
You could do that.
Yeah.
But you can write
us a check. Go to
the website. You can go to the website at Stephen Street Baptist Church and go to donate, and then you'll see a place where you can designate where you want it to go.
Right.
So if you wanted to go to a mission or to this or that, but you can designate care center and we'll get every penny of that. And we are operating under the Stephen Street Baptist Church 501c3. So it is tax deductible.
Tax deductible. People want to volunteer. We talked about earlier. They
drop
need to
by
come by,
me.
Right?
Yeah. I would like you to see what we do and maybe we'll find a place for you to fit in.
And your hours of operation, you're at 406 Short Street.
Correct.
Kind of the side street runs parallel with Stephen Street, right? And you're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from noon to 2 p.m.?
That's correct.
So,
and then Tuesday, Thursday, we have volunteers that come in and sort the clothes, wash the clothes, get everything ready for Wednesday and Friday.
So if you want to donate or if you want to volunteer, you can come by then. But if people are in need and need stuff, that's the days for them to come too,
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we don't require anything. If we help you with the utility, you have to bring us your bill.
Yeah.
Aside from that, we don't demand birth certificates. And we have people come in with notebooks that thick, ready to have to justify their need.
Yeah.
And that's between you and God.
Amen.
We help you.
Absolutely. Wow. Guys, thanks for being on the show. Appreciate what y'all are doing. It's amazing, all these churches coming together and doing this. And David, we go back a long ways. And
yes,
you're doing a major job here after your retirement from the city police. And I appreciate what y'all do for our community, and y'all are in our prayers.
Well, thank you very much. That's the biggest thing you could do for me.
Absolutely. Guys, if you want to volunteer or donate, it's called the Care Center. It's at 406 Short Street behind Stephen Street Church. They'd love to have you volunteer or donate. That's your show this week. Thanks for joining. Hope you have a great rest of your week. May God continue to bless Putnam County.